News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. We've had to do this too many times after winter storms, but let's get an update on how well we behaved on the roads this morning.
Well, I don't remember this many ice storms in one year, but today our drivers were doing well. We didn't have anything significant pop up, to my knowledge.
Moving on to some other topics, one dealing with the emergency service called Nixle.
Yes, we use a website called Nixle, and we encourage citizens to sign up for it. It's Nixle.com. It's free. It's really easy to sign up, and what I do is I use that for when we have road closures or some kind of major emergency where we're maybe evacuating an area or anything like that, in order to get the word out. So you can sign up to have it go to your phone to text, or you can go to email. Because, you know, a lot of people can't follow Facebook when they're on the road, and that's when the road closures are going to come up, is when they drive up on it. So if they sign their cell phone up, then they can get that notification immediately if there's an accident that's causing the roads to be shut down.
Looking ahead, it's hard to believe it's time to start talking about spring break.
I know. Spring break is next week, and it's coming up fast. A lot of people make plans to go out of town. Some stay here, and some travel abroad. So we want to make sure that everybody has a safe and fun spring break. So some of the tips I have for those who are traveling is just to make sure, you know, to go in groups. Make sure that someone knows where you're going to be going for your vacation, when you get there and when you get back, and don't advertise it on social media, because, you know, if you're saying you're going to be gone in Cancun for the week, then, you know, if I happen to see that, I know you're not at home. If you plan on drinking during spring break, know the laws, know your limits, and have a designated sober driver, and only accept drinks from the bartender or ones that you've made yourself. Don't, you know, allow someone to hand you a drink, because that gives them the opportunity to alter it. And, you know, sexual assaults are typically done, you know, perpetrated by someone you know or have met. So be careful, you know, by accepting drinks from other people. And if someone in your group does pass out from alcohol, make sure you turn them on their sides and call 911 immediately. You are exempt from any kind of wrongdoing as long as you're doing right by that party. And then only carry the cash that you need on you, and maybe a little bit for backup. So, don't place it all in one pocket, you know, kind of spread that money out. You don't want to take all your credit cards with you and everything like that, because if something happens and someone tries to take all of that, then they can also steal your identity. And for your house, if you're out of town, make sure that you keep it locked. Make it look lived in. Have someone come and check on it regularly. And then in the instance that you were to get broken into, make sure you log all your serial numbers. And you can do that on the website I mentioned last week, which is leadsonline.com. And that's also free and easy.
Visiting with Kelly McKeith and with the Bryan Police Department, there's another event coming up this weekend that you'd like to promote.
Yes, it's MS Awareness Walk. It's this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Austin's Colony Park. You can show up at 9 to register, and they just ask for a $25 donation. Proceeds go to research multiple sclerosis, which is an autoimmune disease that affects the central nervous system. And if you'd like more information on it, you can call Tiffany Davenport. She's sponsoring this event. She's also suffering from this condition, and she can answer your questions. Her number is 979-492-5679.
And again, that begins Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at Austin's Colony Park.
Yes.
Another reminder, again, hard to believe the deadline's approaching for those about wanting to join the Bryan Police Department.
In the middle of that spring break, we're going to have our recruiting is going to shut down. We are right now accepting applications until March the 12th, so you have a very little time to get that in. And the test date is March 22nd. And if you want any questions or need more information, you can contact Officer Burnt at 209-5323.
And wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we'd like you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 700 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near HEB, and 1300 block of East WJB, which is also 35 miles per hour near Sue Haswell Park.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.